Welcome to day 21 of the Fit Mind program. At this point, you have some semblance of control over your mental machine, and we can begin to manipulate it, to reprogram it in a way that will benefit you, as well as those you interact with. In this emotional priming technique, you're using the principle of self-directed neuroplasticity to rewire the system, priming your mind for certain positive emotional states. Think about what an absolute superpower it would be to flip a switch on demand and suddenly feel a positive state of mind. That's what we're training here. And just a heads up before we get started, this practice is deep. If you've recently gone through a traumatic breakup or other catastrophe, you might ease into this practice. All right, now let's begin by checking in with the mind. Taking some tranquil breaths and setting a strong intention to stay with the practice. Okay, and begin by wishing yourself well. You might repeat silently to yourself, "May I be happy and healthy." Some people find it helpful to imagine themselves as a younger child, conjuring up an old photograph or memory and wishing the best for that person that is you. It's difficult to feel compassion toward others if you don't feel that way toward yourself first. We often spend so much time beating ourselves up with our inner voice, which then gets turned around into criticism of others. And hold that feeling of compassion in mind, exercising your attentional focus to maintain it. Next, picture someone who's close to you, say a relative or family member, and wish that person well too. You might repeat silently to yourself, "May name of loved one be happy and healthy." Try to picture that person truly getting what they want in life, and feel how happy that would in turn make you. As you cultivate this feeling of compassion toward your person of choice, it might help to pretend that they can actually receive whatever positive emotion you generate toward them. And hold on to this feeling of compassion toward your relative or family member a little longer. Next, choose someone more distant, but still beloved by you, perhaps a close friend, and wish that person well in the same way. May name of close friend be happy and healthy. Really feeling your compassion welling up for that person. And next, choose someone who's even more distant, like a neighbor or work colleague. May name of neighbor be happy and healthy. And now we'll choose someone that's just an acquaintance, or someone you've happened upon in passing, like an Uber driver or fellow commuter. May that stranger be happy and healthy. Even though you might not normally think of that person as someone that you feel compassion toward, you still possess the inner capacity to cultivate those same feelings toward them. Now getting more difficult, choose someone whom you know but don't really like. And despite your initial reaction to them, see if you can try to really feel a sense of compassion. May difficult person be happy and healthy. Even though they may not deserve it, extend this feeling of compassion towards them as if they were able to receive it. And you might be surprised to find that you are actually capable, with the right focus and effort, to wish this person well. You might have to even fake this feeling toward them at first, but nonetheless, see how much compassion you're capable of sending their way. It might help to imagine that your positive emotions could just melt whatever dark part of them has caused you harm. You might recognize also that they are simply a result of their evolved psychology, program A, and conditioning, program B, and that perhaps they were dealt an unfavorable hand that led them to be mean. If you were born in their shoes, you would likely be as they are. And furthermore, you might in fact be someone else's difficult person on some days. Recognize deeply that everyone suffers and wants to be happy. And finally, extend your feelings of compassion toward the whole world. Send out all the good vibes you can muster. May humans, and in fact all living creatures, be healthy and happy. You might even imagine what the world would be like if everyone truly were happy and healthy. Picture your feelings of compassion radiating outward and extending to all beings, putting smiles on every face. And hold on to this feeling for the next minute, letting it sink into you. All right, and so we'll slowly transition out of the meditation, noticing your current state of mind. In this practice, you're putting your virtual simulator to good use. Your body often can't tell the difference between a simulated mental event, or emotion in this case, and the real thing. And so you can really fake it till you make it, with compassion. What matters initially is your intention. In other words, you really want to feel this way rather than your authenticity of emotion. And this is a technique that you might come back to regularly as you see fit. And with practice, this mindset really is trainable as a default way of experiencing the world. So I'll see you here tomorrow for day 22 of the FitMind program.